Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There was overwhelming bipartisan support in Congress to advance a measure allowing the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. But House Republican Majority Whip Tom Emmer accuses the other party of, quote, opposing President Trump and his successful agenda at every turn.
And where Democrats chase headlines and mislead the public, Republicans are actually pursuing transparency and justice. The contrast could not be more clear. Republicans govern, Democrats obstruct.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar said the American people deserve to know who enabled Jeffrey Epstein, who looked the other way, and who is still being protected. President Trump has said he'll sign the measure. The Minnesota House Fraud Prevention Committee will question a new state program this morning before it even starts. MNN's John Anderson reports.
The Minnesota Paid Family and Medical Leave Program begins January 1st, but those who will oversee the program from the Department of Employment and Economic Development will answer questions from the Fraud Prevention Committee. The committee will ask Deed how it plans to prevent fraud and keep people from stealing money from it. Some estimates show Minnesota agencies have lost more than $1 billion to fraud in recent years. The Paid Leave Act will allow eligible employees to take up to 12 weeks for both family and medical reasons, or a total of 20 weeks during the year. John Anderson for MNN.
Authorities are identifying the northern Minnesota man fatally shot following a police chase last Thursday in Clearwater County. The BCA says 75-year-old Dennis Hoy of Bagley fired a flare towards Sheriff's Deputy Noah Hallman, and he returned fire, striking Hoy. First responders tried to save him, but Hoy died at the scene. Investigators say Hoey was wanted on outstanding felony warrants and resisted arrest at a gas station before leading police and deputies on a pursuit. Professional women's volleyball is coming to Minnesota for the first time in January of 2027. League One volleyball president Rosie Spalding says choosing Minnesota as its next team was an easy decision.
Minnesota has one of the highest youth participation rates in the country, and we see sell-out matches at the high school level and the collegiate level, and a lot of amazing youth clubs, including our two clubs, Kokoro and M1.
Spalding says they will begin recruiting players and coaches in the next few months. The team will join Major League Volleyball and play its games at Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team topped winless Chicago State 66-54 last night at Williams Arena. The Gophers were down 47-45 with 6:41 remaining before going on a 19-9 run. Cade Tyson led the U of M with 22 points. Minnesota plays San Francisco Saturday in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's more news at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.